This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, August 14th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. A blow to Westlands. Cal OSHA boost ag inspections. Adam Gray returns to the ring. And AgriPulse investigates workforce crisis. Court rules against Westlands in water fight. A California appeals court has ruled in favor of environmental groups in a case concerning a federal contract for the Westlands Water District. The order affirmed a 2021 ruling that dismissed Westlands' pursuit of a permanent contract through a 2016 Federal Water Act. Tribes and sport fishing groups involved in the case decried it as a sweetheart deal with the Trump administration. The appellate judge reasoned the contract could not be validated since it was missing critical financial information. The district has been operating under the contract for 3 years and assured its farmers that the ruling does not invalidate the contract. And on that note, EPA has agreed to investigate a civil rights complaint that tribes and environmental groups brought against the State Water Board. Advocates argue the board has systematically discriminated against tribes and communities of color in managing water quality in the Delta. The groups have long battled with ag interests to cut water deliveries and dedicate more river flow to fish populations. Cal OSHA to inspect more ag employers. California's workforce safety regulator is expanding the number of field inspections in the Central Coast, Central Valley, and Inland Empire. The division is setting up new field offices in Santa Barbara, Fresno, and Riverside counties. Along with boosting enforcement, the division is providing more services and resources to workers, community-based organizations, and employers. It is responding to rising calls for the agency to field more complaints and investigate accidents. It's also placing more emphasis on protecting workers from extreme heat. Department of Industrial Relations Director Katie Hagen said the new offices, quote, represent an important step in continuing to scale our efforts to protect the health, safety, and rights of workers. Adam Gray seeks a rematch with Duarte. Former Assemblymember Adam Gray has launched a bid to unseat Republican Representative John Duarte of Hanford. Gray painted Duarte as, quote, kowtowing to the whims of the Radical Freedom Caucus and to House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. The former Merced lawmaker is also playing up his efforts to protect Central Valley communities from state water grabs. Gray lost to Duarte in November by less than 600 votes. The battleground district played a leading role in the GOP takeover of the House. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Good morning and welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Finding good help is always tough in ag. In the first installment of a five-part series, AgriPulse covers the Great Farm and Food Talent Search. We explore the challenges and opportunities facing the agriculture and food sectors when it comes to attracting and retaining the skilled, diverse workforce the industry needs. If you think hiring good employees for food and agriculture jobs is difficult now, the data doesn't indicate it's going to improve anytime soon. Understanding generational differences in today's labor makeup will help ag companies weather the tight labor market. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. Ex-NRCS chiefs rekindled discussion around conservation means testing. Five former natural resources conservation chiefs are joining specialty crop growers and calling for a loosening of income restrictions for conservation programs. But opponents worry that easing the means test will make it harder for smaller farmers to obtain assistance. Current rules bar farmers with adjusted gross incomes of more than $900,000 from enrolling in a wide slate of conservation programs, that including the Environmental Quality Incentives Program and the Conservation Stewardship Program. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. Farm Bill will be the biggest political dogfight in modern history. When it comes to discussing the challenges ahead and passing a new farm bill, Representative Kat Kamick, the Florida Republican, does not mince words. "This will be the biggest political dogfight in modern history," she told participants at the International Sweetener Symposium in Napa last week. The farm bill has, quote, "a long and storied history of being bipartisan, but it's also controversial in some circles," Kamick said, and there are several organizations who plan to target the legislation and make opposition to a bill a key vote in their congressional ratings. She said there are already 30 to 40 House members from each political party who have said they won't support a new farm bill. In addition, she expects whatever farm bill that might come out of the House Agriculture Committee to be subjected to potentially thousands of amendments on the House floor. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. Peterson encourages bipartisan approach to farm bill passage. Former House Ag Committee Chair Colin Peterson is on House GOP leaders to find the votes to pass the next farm bill, not in the conservative flank of the Republican Party, but among the chamber's more moderate Democrats. Speaking on AgriPulse Newsmakers, former House Ag Committee Chairman Colin Peterson acknowledged the farm bill won't be done by the end of September when funding for many farm bill programs expires. But if lawmakers can't come together to make something happen by December, then it will become a bigger problem. Peterson said both sides are working on, quote, "non-controversial stuff right now." Bigger ticket items can start to be addressed closer to when the farm bill might ultimately move. Again, you can read a full report at AgriPulse.com. USDA providing new round of payments to distressed borrowers. The Agriculture Department is providing $530 million in additional payments to farmers holding Farm Service Agency loans who are considered to be at financial risk. USDA estimated 3,500 borrowers would receive the latest round of payments funded out of the Inflation Reduction Act. USDA continues to make progress on our goal to provide producers access to the tools they need to help get back to a financially viable path and ultimately succeed as thriving agricultural businesses. That the word of Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. You can read the full report at AgriPulse.com. Finally, here's today's He Said It. It is irresponsible and unfair to increase taxes on every California employer. That Cal Chamber policy advocate Robert Moultrie responding to a new bill to provide unemployment insurance for striking workers. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, August 14th, brought to you by Robo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Allen.